then Jubilee is the jive for you. What have we got for you men tonight? Why, we've got a lot of the hottest hot that ever shot out of the pot and got your plot by the pleat and made it holler all reef. If you feel logy and under the weather, get a load of the tassets. We're about to tether the chick with the limber timber, Mae Johnson, Jimmy Mitchell, Gene Rogers, who makes a set of 88 sound like a B-24, Johnny Taylor, Eddie Rochester Anderson, and the Hawkins Band with the handle man, Erskine. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Whitman, with the big fat handle of Ernie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Men, this early bright, I was sitting down in my tasty bowl of K-ration when my Alexander Grimm's vibrated. I lifted the hair off the talker, and a lovely voice said, "Hi, miss. The object of my trek to the altar is at APO908. His name is Corporal Cato. Could Jubilee dedicate a number to him?" Well, I lowered my big fat voice to its most resonant pitch and said, "Mrs. Cato, the gut bucket is in the bag." And so for Corporal Cato and all the cats at 980, here's Hawk and the boys making with Let's Ball a While. Thank you, Erskine Hawkins, thank you. And now we call on the Hawkins with the handle of Erskine to hoist his choice voice around the knob of the next tune. Come in, Hawk.
Thanks, Liney. Ben, here's a tune we had many requests for. It's one that me and the boys have been darning and dating since I was knee-high to a teabag. It's Somebody Rocking My Dreamboat with Jimmy Mitchell doing the rocking.
Begin at the beginning, Erskine.
Someone's rocking my dreamboat. Someone's invading my dreams. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dreamboat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Now who can it be? Friendly breeze gave us a start to the paradise all our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dreamboat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. Keep sailing till I find you.
Thank you, Erskine Hawkins, and thank you, Jimmy Mitchell. That was a pretty potent plum. Men, your last batch of scribbling has got Jubilee snowed under. And I mean, we've been hit on the head with an iceberg of blue fluid. It's simply wonderful. And if you'll just be patient, all your requests will be answered. Jubilee keeps digging the cats as they step off of their various clouds here in Hawthorne Alley. Meantime, here comes some ivory massaging for Private Bruce Freshier at 82037. How are you, Brewster? You're about to dig a whole mess of noodling, Private. Of course, seated at the set of 88s is that fine-digit manipulator, Gene Rogers. Proceed, Gene. And introducing our next guest, I'd like to harken back to the days when Jubilee was just a pup. She was around helping with the three-cornered jive and showing us how to latch on the safety pins. She was here before Solid had had time to gel. She was here before Jubilee spelled backward meant Ila Bouge. In fact, she was here before Jubilee could spell. And so with open arms and a twinkle in my big fat eye, I'm glad to welcome back Mae Johnson. Welcome home, sweetie pie.
Thanks, Ernie. But be careful about that sweet talk. A certain fella at APO 510 might be listening, and he might not like it.
Oh. So what? Is he bigger than me?
Is that possible? Say, by the way, Ernie, huh? I'd like to dedicate my song to this certain person named West at APO 510. Is it okay?
Well, is he a latched-on Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Is he solid as potato salad?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a groovy Louie?
Fight is wise.
Consider it dedicated. What'll it be?
Well, I would like to sing Straighten Up and Fly Right.
As the French would say, bouge la boot.
Buzzard took the monkey for a ride in the air. Monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. What's the use of jiving? There ain't no need of diving. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Yes, the buzzard told the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold, and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, your story's mighty touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Gotta straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Hoy, hoy, the buzzard told the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold, and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, your story's mighty touching, but it sure sounds like a lie. You better straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your... Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Mae, that was really fine. Mae, we want to take you for a little jive ride that ought to wrinkle the skin on a boiled beef. So climb aboard, and we ride on down through Chicago, Detroit, Buffalo, Schenectady, Troy, Albany, Syracuse, Rochester!
Coming, mother!
Well, Rochester? Well, don't stand there glaring at me. Say something.
That son of a gun, ain't he? Seriously, Ernest, I came over to Jubilee tonight to remind you about something.
About what?
Do you realize that next week Jubilee is 1 year old?
I do.
Do you realize that Jubilee ought to have a little birthday party?
I do.
Do you realize that you ought to let the fighting men in on what's going to take place?
I do.
Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do. No, no. Don't do that.
Well, tell them what's going to jive out.
Well, men, in honor of Jubilee's first birthday, we're going to bring you a soup song of most of the artists who appeared on the show today. There'll be Lena Horne, Louis Armstrong, Jimmy Lunsford, Ethel Waters, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Art Tatum, Cab Calloway, Sister Tharp. The list goes on and on and on. Well, Rochester, what do you say?
Fat son of a gun, ain't he?
Nobody loves a fat man. Oh, well, don't forget Jubilee's first birthday next week, men. Meantime, Rochester, who's that mellow fellow who's been hovering around your left wing for the last couple of clicks on your pocket piece?
Oh, you mean Johnny Taylor. Come here, Johnny.
Yeah, what do you want, Roch?
Say, some of the fellas around here are asking me if you and I couldn't do one of those songs we used to do, you know, a long time ago in Vaudeville. And I told them I'd call you out here and ask you about it.
Oh, well, certainly that would be fine with me. But look, first, Roch, there's something been bothering me for a long time, and I've been wanting to ask you.
Well, go ahead. What is it?
Well, now, it's a little personal. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind. What is it?
Well, look, tell me, just how much of that Liberty cabbage does Mr. Bennett pay you every week?
Well, it's... Well... It's roughly about $2,000 a week.
Roughly?
Yeah, but when you smooth it out, it's $30.
Let's sing.
Okay. All right, we'll sing.
Waiting for Jane, she's queen of my heart. She rules every part. She's there to remain. As she got that zeal, the best that there is, that ought to explain. I'm waiting for Jane. She loves to do the things I do. What that is, you can guess. And when she does the things she does, it makes my know me, yes. So broadcast the news. Bring rice and old shoes. Sweet essence of love. I'm waiting for Jane. Still waiting for Jane. Don't bother me now. I'm taking a vow. I'll never complain. Ain't singing no blues. I've nothing to lose, but so much to gain. I'm waiting for Jane. Why, it's not her looks. She never cooks an angel in disguise. It's not her walk. It's not her talk. But at loving, she's a prize. She's flagging my train. I'm letting her ride. My conscience, my guide. I'm waiting for Jane.
Tell me, Roger, has she got a...
No.
Well, does she wear a...
No, but she's got a...
Yeah?
Yeah! I'm waiting for Jane.
Tell me, boy, does she look like?
Uh-uh.
Well, did you ever see her act like?
Well, not lately, but she loves to.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Waiting for Jane.
Say, Roch, I'll buy the gal some hats.
Well, I'll buy her some furs.
Now, you know that should really make that gal look neat.
Yeah, those warm red lips.
Oh, it's tight like that.
And the sidewalk loud to feel a beat.
But tell me, Roger, did she ever...
Now, wait a minute, cut that out.
Did you ever?
I should say not, but sometimes she lets me.
Yeah!
Yeah! I'm waiting for you.
thank you, Rochester and Johnny Taylor. And now Jubilee does about face and comes phrase to phrase with the Hawkins with the Nemo of Erskine. What's a good word, Hawk?
Well, Lonnie, I'd like to acknowledge some mail from Private Melvin Stanley at 944, Harry Matthews, Curtis Andrews, Henry Brawl, Houston Bowman at Fleet Post Office 66. Especially for the above cats, me and the boys would like to repeat some jive a month ago. It's Junction with the front hound Tuxedo.
Lay it on the cat's hawk.
Tuxedo! Do you hear me talking to you? Well, I'll read. Thank you.
Do you hear me talking to you? Well, I'll read. Well, I'll root. Well, I'll roll. Well, all right.
As the girl said to the fat lady, we gotta split up sometime. The start has been wrung from the staccato. Our skin snood is slipping down over our peepers. Gotta stash a frame between the lily whites and murmur, good night, Jack. But before we detach ourselves from this hemisphere, have you a word to add, Rochester?
Ernie, it's always a pleasure to pop in here and beat up my chops for the fighting men. Just vibrate my Alexander Grahams anytime they ask me. And incidentally, Ernest, I have a request.
Well, what is it?
Well, my wife is always at me to get her on the air. She's always saying, put me on the static, Pops, and let me vent my feelings. Well, would it be okay if, would it be okay with you, I should say, if she said hello to the fighting man?
Oh, it'd be a pleasure.
Come on, Mamie, speak your piece.
Hi, fellas, this is...
That's enough. Give her an inch and she'll take a mile.
Yes.
So long, fellas.
Thank you, Rochester. And thank you, Mrs. Anderson, for that brief message. Meantime, this is easy to hook, but nobody wants to waste the bait, Ernie Whitman. Clanking his crockery for Gene Rogers, Johnny Taylor, Maid Johnson, Jimmy Mitchell, the Brown Sisters, and Dave, Eddie Rochester Anderson, and Hawkins with the Handle of Earth. Glad you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
You have been sued in the juice of Jubilee under the solid cast veracity of the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.